This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan to overview the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of November 28th to December the 2nd. The big stories, the people, our take on a lot of the stuff, like the appointment of Mad Dog Mattis.
I love his name.
To the Defense Department. That's number one, by the way. So let's start at the back end here and get your comments. And all comments are encouraged and welcome. You can like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. Follow the program on Twitter, DJV Show at Jennifer Horn. And on air, Victoria at C Show. What's your, I never asked you what your Twitter handle was, Mr. McFadden.
It's just at Rich McFadden.
I mean, at yes. Rich McFadden.
Yes.
Do I have one that Victoria is at Doug Steffen?
No, mine? We can do that. You don't have one.
No.
You're just at DJV Show.
That would be one wasted.
No, you I'm going to take a turn for the better.
Yours is at DJV Show.
Yeah.
That is where you are going to get the most attention, and that's the one you are going to pay the most attention to.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
At Doug Steffen would be one picture of a cow and one picture of your grandkid, and then it would never get touched again.
Yeah, he'll look like old McDonald had a farm, and that'll be about it.
And a grandkid.
Right.
Yeah.
That's rather disrespectful of you, but well,
so I'll, accurate, take it
under, I'll take it under advisement. All right, let's see here. We have at number 10, Kanye West. Number 9, Ohio State, what happened there this week. Number 8, all the fake news that's all over the place. Number 7, the status of health care, the Affordable Health Care Act and where it's going under the new administration. How much can we be friends with Russia? Number 6. Number 5, the death of Castro.
Oh, he did.
Actually, more secondly, he's still dead, but his ashes, what are they doing with his ashes?
They're on a tour.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he has ashes? I thought he was going to be laid out like
in a glass coffin. They have ashes inside of a casket, and then the casket is inside of a glass box. The glass box is on top of a truck, and the truck is driving around Cuba.
There you go.
Are people egging it?
The deal when Trump went to Indiana this week at the Carrier plant, that's number 3. Pretty interesting that that got as much attention as it did. The election recount, subtext, what is Ms. Stein going to do with the $9.5 million that she collected under the circumstances?
Yeah.
Since the most it would cost to do all of those recounts is about $2.5 million, what happens to the other?
I think they were up to $3.5 million, so she's $6 million in the red.
No, she's $6 million into the, yeah, exactly, one way or the other. And the nominees for the Trump cabinet, number 1 this week. As far as people on the countdown list, number 10, Kanye West. Number 9, Pukin Putin. Number 8, Fidel Castro. Number 7, Mike Pence. Rudy Giuliani is 7. David Petraeus, number 5. Mitt Romney, 4. Jill Stein, number 3. Barack Obama, 2. And Donald Trump, number 1. He's going to have a long time before he gets out of that number 1 position. So if I said to you, Victoria Keelan, what in your having heard the stories and the people, what piqued your interest more this week of that group? It doesn't have to be the number one thing, but number one with talkers and listeners and research doesn't mean it has to be number one with us.
Right. I've just been really interested in the reactions to Castro's death, and it's so interesting on a global level to see. I mean, Justin Trudeau giving that weird eulogy praising him, Colin Kaepernick saying that Castro brought freedom and was a man of the people, and I mean, these people who have no idea what a bad guy he really was. It's so, like, I mean, I don't know. It's been
so
very
typical
interesting
of people who are one-sided, only see one side of the coin, only understand
one issue. Or they're just ill-informed,
issue.
And they just read a headline.
Yeah, right.
And, or they see him on a T-shirt and
think, they have this dreamy picture of what he is.
Yeah.
Fidel Castro was a murdering bastard.
Yes, yeah.
That's really, I mean, you can't put it any other way than that.
Right.
And have it be meaningful. He was a cutthroat killer, the same ilk as Saddam Hussein. Not a dime's worth of difference between the two of them. They took care of their enemies the same way.
Unless you're a mindless zombie. If you're a mindless zombie, he brought you health care and took care of you.
Yeah.
If you're a poor, destitute, mindless zombie, he took care of you.
But
and
you, at
him.
The end of the day, were still a poor, destitute, mindless zombie.
You were never going to be anything but that.
No.
Right.
Yeah. Whereas when Batista was running the island, it was not, I mean, he was sort of a benign dictator. He was only interested in lining his own pockets, so he didn't pay much attention to people who didn't like him. He just made sure he had control over, or he made deals as long as he had control with the mafia, and that's where he got his money.
You want the 60-second fun tinfoil hat conspiracy theory I heard from one of our hosts here on the network?
Yeah.
The CIA helped Castro overthrow Batista because the mob was running all of their operations out of 5 hotels in Havana. And the CIA wanted to oust the mob and their power sources. And so they basically said, all right, well, hey, this guy will come in and take care of it. Castro did. He came in and he ran the mob out of Havana. And over the next 2 decades, you saw the mob kind of dwindle. What's the mob now? Nothing, right?
But is that the reason the mob killed Kennedy?
And
the brother, too, right?
There you go, right?
So maybe. That's interesting.
So, you know, it's an interesting theory to talk about. And then basically Castro went rogue and didn't play ball and took over the country.
In other words, we wanted him to play ball with us. He would have been our friend, and he didn't. He went down.
And how many times have we heard that story in the last 40 years?
Well,
where we put somebody in place and it doesn't go as we hoped.
That's the thing. I don't even think you need a tinfoil hat. That sounds so believable to me because I've heard that so many times.
But it took care of the mob, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the mob's really not as influential anywhere near as influential as it used to be. Now it's the drug lords from Mexico that have replaced the mob.
Build that wall, legalize that pot, take care of them, right?
Yeah, I mean, the mob is pretty much only good to get a table at Rao's in New York City at this point. That's pretty much it.
All right, what about those magic mushrooms? Instead of we're going to start growing some of those mushrooms on the farm. We were talking about earlier, there's a new kind of mushroom. What is it called?
It's not new. It's been around for a while.
Has it been around?
Really? Yeah, there's one of the active ingredients in magic mushrooms apparently can help stave off anxiety and depression for 6 months at a time. So,
really?
Yeah.
That's well, of course magic you can. Mushroom. If you're tweaked out of your gourd.
You're tripping for 6 months. Of course you're going to be happy.
Magic moments thanks to the magic mushroom. It's 14 past the hour. We're overviewing the hot hits in talk radio. My staff, the gang connected to the Good Day program, and DJ V, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Let's talk about blood flow, shall we, for a moment? This is not in the countdown, but it is in the top 10. Matter of fact, it's the top item in my cabinet to help me make sure that my heart and the circulatory system in my body is functioning the best that it possibly can. If you are aware of your body, you know that as you get older, things may not work as well as they used to. That's because your blood supply is slowing down. You may have things in your arteries that are kind of slowing down the flow of blood. But with Superbeets, there is nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is the main ingredient, if you didn't know this, of beets. Beets is the number one place to find nitric oxide, the third most important gas in your body. So if you have nitric oxide flowing in your body, your arteries are open, and the blood is getting to your brain, to your muscles, every place in your body that needs blood supply, which is every place in your body. And if you want that blood flow, here's the way to get it that doesn't require any drugs, doesn't require any caffeine, nothing but natural powdered beets. That's what super beets are. You want to have regular blood flow. You want to have good blood pressure. You want your body to be healthy so that everything works. One scoop of super beets into a glass of water or a smoothie, and you will be all set, ladies and gentlemen. Super beets. Works so fast to give you the best results, you'll actually feel it. Richie takes them every day.
Love it.
Victoria takes them every day. Yeah. I take them every day. The people I'm close to take it every day. Feel the results. The guarantee is you get your money back if you don't feel what we're talking about. By the way, when you call 800-655-4183 to order Super Beats, you can get the 30-day supply of regular Super Beats free with the order. Just ask for it. Get the book, Beat the Odds. Get free shipping. Mention Doug Steffen. All this for your benefit at 800-655-4183. Yep, this is for you. You'll like it. You'll talk about it. You'll use it. You'll benefit. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats, or order them online at DougLikesBeats.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
If you don't use it, you might lose it. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why this is especially true for divers next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
The first dive of the season or after a hiatus is always special, and being a bit rusty after being out of the water is expected. So before just jumping in, take the extra time to honestly reevaluate your health, refresh your dive skills, and get your gear checked out by a reputable dive center. It's a great way to ensure your first dive of the season is the positive experience that it should be. Dive into Dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting. Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
All right, let's see. 20 minutes after the hour, the top stories. The voter fraud thing I find interesting in that there's so much of it anyway. And I connected it in my mind to the episode this week of Designated Survivor, Richie, where they've found ricin.
Yeah.
At the, are you watching that show?
I did. I do.
Yeah. Haven't seen the episode yet. No spoilers.
Okay. No spoilers. Sorry. But it's all about voter fraud, in a manner of speaking.
By the way, JR gets shot. I didn't say it, though.
Right. I haven't got the episode.
Bobby did it.
Bobby did it. Okay, good. Thanks, Richie. 21 after.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
All right, 23 at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden going over the Talkers charts, Talkers magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. This is sort of a countdown extra, but I think that it has value to be discussed. Maybe it has legs. Let's see over the weekend if more and more people pay attention to the story of Martin Shkreli. Remember him? Am I pronouncing it right? S-H-K-R-E-L-I.
Is that the pharmaceutical guy?
Yep.
Okay.
He was the one
that
who was raked over the coals for hiking
guy,
the price
yeah.
of, what was the drug? It went up 400% overnight.
It was the EpiPen thing, right?
Right.
No.
Oh, yes.
No, it wasn't was EpiPen. It was the one before the EpiPen crisis. It was the, like a diabetes drug or it was something else.
I don't know, but it was really, they were charging, I think, $100 a pill. And then they upped it to $750.
Right.
Yeah. And then they said, well, we understand what you're saying. We'll cut it back to $300. So a bunch of high school students in Sydney, Australia, 11th grade high school students in a laboratory, have exactly recreated that drug.
Daraprim is the name of the drug.
Daraprim.
Mm-hmm.
$2 a pill.
Huh. Go kids, go science. Love it.
Well, but...
Well, there's marketing, there's all that other stuff. But still, $2 a pill and stretches it to $7.50.
The way our healthcare system works, anybody that comes up with a drug that is then approved by the FDA and then put out on the market is protected for whatever amount of years. 10 years. And then you can do a generic. And then after so many other years, then it's like open.
So let's just, this has to do with
$2, but you can't sell it. They can't.
Number seven, listen to this, Richie. Number seven on the countdown this week is the status of our healthcare system. So in our country, we're paying $100 for it. In Australia, given their healthcare situation, they pay $18 a pill for, and that's when you go to the drugstore and buy it. So what's the difference in the system if they can sell it for a profit in Australia for $18 a pill and over here it's $100 or $300?
Is it being subsidized in Australia so that the end user is paying $18 and the government is making up the difference? Or are they actually selling the product to two Australians for $18? and they're gaffing us for 100.
That's I'm more likely to think the pharmaceutical companies are gaffing us, but the government does get involved more. In America, we don't, I don't believe, have price price fixing, but what do they call it when you are...
Like price protection.
Price protection, yeah. What did you start to say, Victoria?
Well, it was $18 a pill sold by the company that previously held the rights to the drug.
Yeah.
But when Shkreli bought it, he hiked it immediately in 2015 to $7.50 a pill. And what it does is it treats a condition called toxoplasmosis, which is life-threatening for pregnant women and people with HIV and AIDS if they get toxoplasmosis. So
it's pretty
he's a good guy.
Though. Yeah, I was in jail anyway for some other unrelated circumstance, I think.
Oh, it was, yeah.
That's the guy who went to jail for cheating.
Some stock market thing.
Was it?
Yeah. I wish him a very warm and merry Christmas.
Exactly.
A lot of these people that run these companies get caught for income tax evasion or insider trading.
Right.
And they pay the fine, even going to jail sometimes for a couple of years. It's worth it because when you figure what they've gotten out of it, maybe they get fined. I know a fella who accused of bringing his family into a deal to buy a bank here in my town. He spread it around. He made $24 million, and he was fined $3 million.
Would you
invest $3 million to get 24?
Even better. Would you go to jail for 2 years for $25 million?
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah,
I'd be your cellmate.
I would not. I would absolutely not. I would rather just work
no, you could
hard
get
and
it
stay
so
out
you
of jail.
Go to that to the golf course in Marion, Illinois.
Where I want the prison food.
You can get a pretty good deal if you're smart about it. 28 past the hour on this week's countdown.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores don't love to eat. Yum!
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go, back again with a focus on the Talker's Charts for this past week. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan. I guess I should go through the list of stories and the people again, because people were listening now, were listening maybe a half hour ago. The Kanye West situation, number 10. The Ohio State situation, number 9. The fake news situation, number 8. Healthcare situation, number 7. Their relationship with Russia, number 6. Fidel Castro's death, number 5. The rest of it's all Donald Trump, pretty much. And the same can be said for what's over on the people side of things. This business about immigration, one of the things that surrounds the discussion of the talk of Trump this week, as is usually the case, is what's he going to do about illegal immigration? So you may be interested in knowing that the government data out this week shows that more than two-thirds of the immigrants that this administration has brought into the U.S. in the past year under the Central American Miners Program were not, and I don't mean miners that work in the mine, I'm talking about people under the age of 18, the Miners Program. 10,600 Central Americans from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador have applied for refugee status under the, what they call the CAM, Central American Miners Program. The initiative was launched last year as part of the president's executive action to help young children from certain Central American countries into the United States. And, you know, on the surface, it seemed, even though I don't like the idea of letting any illegals in here, if you're going to help somebody and you let somebody in, why not bring the children in? And maybe you can have an effect or impact.
Well, if you're letting them in, they wouldn't be illegals.
So. No, that's true, yeah.
Anyway, but aren't these all children? These are minors.
No, they were not. As it turns out, and unfortunately,
well,
when you look at the numbers of people who came in here that instead of, I mean, there are a lot of kids that have been smuggled across the border, but more adults came into the country under this program than children, to the tune of the number I gave you, 10,600. Those are all adults that came in for refugee status, not children. I don't know what the number is for children, but I know when you say you're doing a program for children and you let 10,000 adults come in, oops. I don't know. That's probably what they would say. Oops.
There's another story out today, and here's what all of these people know and are counting on. Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't know it, but they will benefit from it, is that our court system for immigration is so backlogged.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bet.
It's a minimum of 3 to 5 years before any deportation case gets into the courtroom. I heard of one case that they were talking about this morning where it could be up to 19 years before it actually sees a courtroom. Mm-hmm. So even if you come here and are caught and are found illegally here and are put in for departure, both of them.
Deportation.
Deportation, thank you. you likely will not leave for years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And that's what one of the things, and this is how, by the way, we value your opinion. We're here with our opinions. These are the stories. The News Talk Radio World is about opinions. It's not about facts necessarily. Once in a while, maybe you find, stumble into a fact here and there. Somebody says, this is my truth. It may not be your truth. But the whole entertainment value of a lot of these conversations is built around not necessarily the facts, ma'am. And so somebody said to me, you're a hypocrite because you say you think that talk radio programs should just be about opinion or whatever is on in somebody's mind, but television shows shouldn't have these people opining. I don't know if I said it like that, but I think, and maybe this is
me. Oh, you mean actors? You're talking about like the difference between a talk show host
and an
actor?
When Wolf Blitzer delivers a story,
okay,
is that story all fact? Or is it now so, I mean, they present it as being a fact, and then they have their people that come on, the talking heads, that supposedly analyze whatever's been said. We don't
Shrouded in the cover of a news story.
That's a good word. Shrouded, Richie. Shrouded, it's covered up.
Whereas here, we're not hiding the fact that we're giving you our opinion.
Right. Yeah, there's no pretense to it.
There, they're trying to make it seen as fact.
When those people say, I get all my news from listening to talk radio, that's not really very smart.
No.
Because
you're getting all your opinions from listening to talk radio.
Right. I get all my news from Instagram, okay? So obviously, I know where it's at.
Well,
people get it from Twitter.
Millennials pretty much get all their news from social media.
Yeah.
They sure do.
But I have actually worked in a newsroom as a news reporter, and it's an interesting thing because pretty much, and I haven't done television news, I've done radio news, and some of the stories I wrote myself and or rewrote, and then, you know, you get the AP Wire, the Associated Press sends pretty much the facts, the basics, and then you rewrite it into your own style. And then a lot of the times, a lot of the news stories were written by the editors in the newsroom, and it just shows up in your teleprompter. So I'm not sure how much editorial control the talking heads have in terms of news people. But it is a weird mix, and most of the time it comes from the editors. It's you know, if there's opinion being cast there, it's coming from the editors who are actually writing the copy.
Well, but they are responsible for hiring it more often than I know. When I was running the newsroom at WEEI in Boston in the mid-80s, there were 15 full-time and 7 part-time news anchors, and there were a dozen writers, and the room was stacked with liberals. It just was. The fellow who bought the radio station from CBS for whom I worked was not. He was right of center, and he instituted changes until I calmed him down that basically presented his point of view, but he was worried because the newsroom was so stacked with liberals that people weren't getting their real story. And I don't think, at least that's experience 30 years ago. So now, if you look at it, it isn't so much we're concerned about story count and story topicality, but now it's taking those stories and twisting them with a point of view. that's important. And so that has, even though the stories that might have been assigned, as you've just, what made me think about it was what you just said about the producer putting the stuff in the teleprompter. I never really thought about it that way, but that's really what certainly happens now.
Right.
Anyway, although with the major newscasts on the major networks, well, I can't say this for Muir on ABC. I don't know whether it's that way on NBC, but I know that Scott Pelley exercises editorial. He is the, as Walter Cronkite, and most all the people that have done the CBS Evening News have been the managing editor.
Yeah.
So what they want is what gets on the air. I don't know but that that's the case.
I heard this morning on the local Washington news station coming in, who's the Sunday morning CBS host? He was on, and I can't remember, David, he was on.
CBS?
Yeah. Chewing teeth. You could hear him gritting his teeth talking about Trump. And it's because I hear him every week on the way in. And it's just, you absolutely 100% know where this guy, his heart lies and what he feels. And the fact that I can tell that is, NBC.
Right.
The fact that I can tell that just by listening to him, and that's with any news person that you hear. When you can tell where their heart lies, and when they are giving you the facts, it's
Chuck
wrong.
Chuck Todd. No, that's me.
It's not Chuck Todd. Yeah, that's me.
David Gregory, is it? Is that who you're talking about?
David Gregory. I think that's who you're talking about. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because
all these
you
guys
kind of
are
have
useless
to be
in comparison to the guys that really started these programs. These
right.
guys are clowns. All of
but
them.
But you kind of have to be an actor, and that's not really what the job description is, you know? I mean, you have to act unbiased, and everyone has a bias. So it's interesting. A friend of mine who is liberal works for Fox News and has to put on his acting face, you know, when he reads news for Fox. And he doesn't, you know, he rewrites some of his own stories just to use his own vernacular and things, but the stories are written by the editors, and he has to just read what's in the teleprompter. So, you know, it's an interesting thing, the way that news is now. It's definitely not the world of Walter Cronkite and Edward R. Murrow.
Nope. No. Not at all.
Or you could not tell.
John Dickerson is the host.
John Dickerson.
Nation.
That was
it. Yeah, he's another clown. They're all clowns. They are.
It's just, he cannot hold it back.
Yeah. Well, it's like, even looking at him, he reminds me of, what's his face from MSNBC?
Take your pick.
No, who's the big loudmouth? Who's?
Oh, Chris Matthews?
Matthews, thank
you.
Yeah, so he looks like him, sounds like him.
I can't stand Chris Matthews.
Matthews is, of course, his patoot.
Oh, but I mean, as a liberal, I'm saying I cannot stand that guy.
Watching MSNBC the last month has been very entertaining.
Yeah, it sure has. Watching the eat crow. Doug Steffen with some anecdotal information, I guess a review, if you will, of the stories from this past week on the countdown, courtesy of folks at Talkers Magazine, number 10, a focus on the problems in the real life of Kanye West. Number 9, the Ohio State attacks. Number 8, all of the discussion about the fact there's so much fake news around, and that's mostly from social media. Number 7, status of healthcare in our country. Number 6, relations that we have with Russia. Number 5, Fidel Castro croaks. Number 4, the flag-burning issue. Number 3, Donald Trump going to Indiana to the Carrier air conditioning plant. Number 2, the election recount, still talking about voter fraud. And number 1, Trump cabinet nominee list is getting bigger and bigger. So that's it. Those are the stories that make up our focus this week. All right, 44 past the hour on the Countdown Review.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so.
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
If you don't use it, you might lose it. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why this is especially true for divers next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
The first dive of the season or after a hiatus is always special, and being a bit rusty after being out of the water is expected. So before just jumping in, take the extra time to honestly reevaluate your health, refresh your dive skills, and get your gear checked out by a reputable dive center. It's a great way to ensure your first dive of the season is the positive experience that it should be. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Time now for us to review, just for your listening and dancing pleasure, who are the people this week on our list, the top 10 people. Newstalk Radio is a fascinating way for us to sort of figure out what's going on in the minds of lots of people in America. Kanye West in the number 10 position. How much talk about him have you heard? Vladimir Putin, Pukin' Putin, I call him, Bad Vlad. Number 9, Castro, yep, he's still dead. Number 8, Mike Pence, very much alive and seeing the fruits of his political labors. Number 6, Rudy Giuliani. Many people hope he's, and I'm one of them, he doesn't get close to any cabinet position. David Petraeus, would he be a good pick? Yeah, I think he's got a lot to offer. Mitt Romney's in the number 4 slot, be a good, in my opinion, be a very good Secretary of State. Jill Stein, number 3. Barack Obama, number 2. And Donald Trump is in the number 1 position where he has been, and I'm guessing he will be, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, 48 past the hour. I'm interested in Donald Trump's relationship with Kellyanne Conway as we continue to look at the items that are of interest. A lot of discussion about her this week from not only the story columns at Talkers Magazine, but on the radio. If I were him, I would have done his apprentice line, "You're fired." I don't get her. I don't see her. I find her to be annoying, shrill even. But apparently
she did her job there, right?
The game. Well, I think that there's a game here. And, you know, the way that she has been fighting with the Clinton people, example.
Right.
And then, but she also said that having Mitt Romney around was a horror show.
Yeah, don't buy that.
I'm not buying it. That's what I'm saying. I think it's all staged.
Mitt Romney is going to end up getting the job, and that was just a ploy to make the people that don't like Mitt Romney happy that there's some infighting.
Yeah, right. And so, and how much of that is going to be when you look at some of these people that are showing up? I don't know a lot of them, and some of them I know I don't like. Some of them I know I do like. It's kind of a, I use the term like a rogues gallery, that bar scene in Star Wars is kind of what I think about when I look at some of these people, where they're coming from, and perhaps where they're going to go. Where are the stormtroopers, right? Where's Darth Vader? Is Donald Trump Darth Vader? Food for thought there. 10 before the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, moving along into Tech Talk time here with a review of the top five items that have made it into the circuit of information this week. Our review here with Doug as the big voice announcer. Victoria Keelan has the information, starting with the number five most important technology story of the week.
Well, in Japan, gaming for women has apparently become a really big trend, especially as we get closer to the holidays. And this is not women just playing video games. These are lonely women who...
Lonely Hearts Club band, it looks like.
Yeah, who are literally creating the perfect boyfriend through these different games online. And so it's virtual reality in a sense, but they're playing all these romance apps. And it's an unbelievable $6.5 billion business in 2016.
Wow.
And
in Japan?
Well, it started in Japan. Now it's gone worldwide. They have 50 million young females in Japan started playing this one game called My Lover is the Number One Host, which I'm sure is a weird Japanese. Well, that actually could be you. That could be your title. Well, it could be your girlfriend's nickname for you. So, but yeah, 50 million females between the age of 18 and 34 in Japan started playing this game. It was started by a husband and wife team, and now it's gone global. And they said all women are under stress, especially in Japan, because apparently there's a dating crisis. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of single girls in Japan. So she says the wife of this duo said, we wanted to provide something for them, and now they've launched English-speaking versions. So lonely American millennials can now play these games too.
All right, that's number five. Number four on the hit parade when it comes to technology this week, Victoria.
Well, we've just wrapped up Cyber Week, and one of the interesting things that came out of it, beyond the fact that online sales were just huge this season, is that most people, there's a huge increase in how many people use their smartphone to do their Cyber Week shopping, as opposed to a tablet or a laptop or desktop. And it's actually increased now. 27% of people who bought anything during Cyber Week did it on their smartphone. So this is it's a wake-up call for a lot of companies. If you don't have a great mobile website, to make sure you have one that's in place that is really usable and user-friendly, because this is definitely where shopping is going.
Sure is. All right, number three on the hit parade.
Amazon, speaking of where everything is going, Amazon Prime is now getting into restaurant food delivery. They are tackling the movie industry and Grubhub and Seamless, which are the two largest restaurant food delivery services right now in the country. So they basically want you to stay at home. Instead of Netflix and chill, Amazon wants you to stream and eat. And they want you to stay at home and order an Amazon Prime streaming video, and they will bring the restaurant food to you. So they've launched in medium to large cities across the country, and eventually they'll roll out probably to pretty much everywhere that has a restaurant nearby.
Wow. We talk about a sign of the times.
Yep. Man. Exactly. It's bad, okay. It's bad for movie theater business, you know,
sure. Yeah, not good. Yeah. Okay, number two this week, a focus, speaking of movies and stuff, this could have an impact on the movie business as well, don't you think?
I do. I think, you know, we talk about millennials being cord cutters, and that if you hear that phrase, what that means is millennials have gotten rid of their cable provider, and now everything is smart TV, streaming online, Netflix and Amazon, Yahoo, things like that. AT&T has unveiled they bought DirecTV last year, and so now they've unveiled DirecTV Now, which is a cable-less online live network TV source. So it's only $35 a month, which is a lot cheaper than paying for your cable bill. And as of right now, you're getting 100 live stream TV networks. Every major network is involved in this, except for CBS. I'm sure CBS will be coming along soon. But for $35 a month, this is hard to beat. I mean, unless you're really technologically challenged or really attached to your cable bill for some reason, this is DirecTV Now. They've gotten out there first in front of everyone else. They also announced Reese Witherspoon has her own channel. Taylor Swift has her own channel. So you're going to see a lot more of those a la carte things, too. So really, it's interesting.
A la carte is what Netflix is all about, and that's not necessarily what the number one story, but certainly it does focus on what's going on at Netflix this week, Victoria.
And Netflix had huge news this week, which is just in time for the holiday travel season. You now can download things from Netflix and watch them later instead of having to have a Wi-Fi connection and stream live, which is difficult. And, Doug, I know you earlier this week, you encountered that as well with buffering on Netflix. So yep. This is a great solution on Android and iOS. You can download your movie, watch it later on the plane. Pretty much everything is available, with a few exceptions like Gilmore Girls and Friends and New Girl. They're the only restrictions so far.
All right, that's it. A run-through of the top five things that matter in the world of technology. Thanks to Victoria Keelan for helping. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.